You're listening to Bigfoot Live, starring Thomas Gardy, the world's most respected authority on the phenomena known as Bigfoot. Sit back and relax as we take you on a journey into the world of the unknown. Believer or skeptic, man or woman, you will be mesmerized by real people telling real descriptions about real encounters. Fasten your seatbelts, America. It's reality radio at its finest, and it starts now.
In 1967, my whole life changed. I went to the libraries, find out all I could find out about Bigfoot. We went out to prove that this creature exists.
I turned, I saw this thing standing by my gator. You see something big like that, you figure, well, maybe it'll come charging.
There were these prints out in Ball Club.
When I saw the actual footprints, I realized they were something special and probably Sasquatch.
Yes, Bigfoot lives.
We're looking at something that's probably over 500 pounds.
We would hear screams, like breaking day. We'd hear these siren-type screams.
But it is
size
like
and everything else, they just were too realistic.
And they're
to be
frozen like a tree.
The hand was freaking out.
Into the woods.
Female.
Bigfoot creature lives. Bigfoot lives. It's a movie.
Right now.
At www.searchingforbigfoot.com.
Walls, what you think I've seen? Some strange, you know. Sasquatch sitting on the side with me, and we're talking moxie joke. Well, party gon' help. I haven't seen John's walls. Sasquatch doing his brand new dance, and he called it the Bigfoot Star.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Marco Bill on the Bigfoot Live broadcast. And folks, it's that time of the week again. It's time for the Wednesday evening Bigfoot Live radio show with our host, Mr. Tom Discardi. If you'd like to join us in our live discussions during the program, just dial in and join us at 347-996-5877. That's 347-996-5877. Just dial in and wait for the moderator to announce your area code and bring you on to the show. And now everybody, the man who put the big back into Bigfoot, our host and renowned Bigfoot researcher, Mr. Tom Biscardi. Good evening, Tom. How are you tonight?
I'm doing the Bigfoot boogie. The Bigfoot boogie.
How you doing?
What? Well, I'm doing good, man. Every time I listen to that Bigfoot boogie, it makes me want to get up and dance. I got ants in my pants, and I'm ready to dance. I got to tell you, Marco, I feel like $1 million. Not well, let me take it back. I feel like about $750,000. But you know what? It's climbing. It's climbing. It's getting up to that million mark. And I got to tell you guys something out there. It is Bigfoot heaven out in this country. We are getting calls, we are getting emails, we are getting texts, we are getting people from all over the country having experiences, encounters. They're taking pictures. Gosh, one of the guys was going to be on with us tonight, but I guess he'll be on next week. Send us some pictures. You guys got to see. Did you ever put them on the website there, Marco?
They are on the website. If you look under where I've got them canceled out, right underneath there, there's two links of the two pictures that are there. Up on the
You guys got to take a look at this. This guy took them with his phone, and in one of them you see the dog. Looks like the creature's chasing his dog. It just blew me away. Just incredible. Things are happening. They're out of control, Marco Bill. But you know what? We got our fingers on the pulse. Wait a minute, I got to do the Bigfoot boogie. I'm doing a Bigfoot boogie. I got to tell you, man, I'm just high as a kite on love. I got all my beautiful people out there. My gosh, my family. My family's out here, okay? My Bigfoot family's out here, Marco. It's our Bigfoot family, not just mine. It's yours and mine, okay? And everybody else that's on with us tonight. Let's
say hello to some of our extended families and friends, if that's okay with you.
Can I ask one thing? Chief Dan, you just dialed in. Could you push your *6 button, and that will mute you out? And then later on, when your time to come in, I'll tell you how to unmute, okay?
Good.
*6.
Listen, be careful when you start say that six with him, because he mistakes it and thinks it's sex, and he gets all crazied up. He's my brother from another mother, and boy, we got a hell of a lot to talk about with him and I tonight, too. Without any further ado, ladies and gentlemen, let's do some salutations and beautiful saying hellos to our extended family out there. Chuck Creel, buddy, Alabama. He calls me 2-3 times, maybe 4 times a week. He's one of the, he's like my other son, ladies and gentlemen. He's the one that hosts us out there in Alabama. Well, he's going out this weekend, folks. He's going to be investigating Rude Creek. We've been there. All you have to do is go to the table of contents, look under Alabama. You'll see it. We were invited down there where there was those, I think the 911 call, and that
button is still on there. 911, yes, 911, the young kid with his dog.
Unbelievable. If you guys have not heard it, go to it. See it. Listen to it. You'll freak out. Unbelievable. Bruce Schilt, my other family up there in Montana. How are you, my brother? Hope everybody is doing well. Can't wait to get there. I keep saying that, I know, but I've been so busy, you have no clue. And every time I think I get a foot ahead, I get knocked back by 2. But I know that you understand, my brother, and I love you guys. Can't wait to be up there. Paula and all my extended family out there in Paris, Texas. Oh, my God, there's action going on there again. It's been going crazy like you will not believe. Amara Point, ladies and gentlemen. Action is happening. They're on the move. So those of you who are out there, be aware. Be on the lookout because the creatures are on the move, especially out in that area. You guys who've seen our movie know what it's all about. That was one of the biggest hot spots in the world and is still going on. Bruce Shupi, the snake man, he's been on expeditions with us, ladies and gentlemen, out there in Paris. And one hell of a man. He's the one that's contracted by the city of Paris. It might be the whole state. I don't know. Taking all those varmints out. You see that on those reality shows. He comes out and gets the snakes and the alligators and those pesky critters, and he removes them and brings them out to the wild. Love you, man. I miss you. And listen, our prayers go out because I understand some family member had a stroke or something. It might be his mom. We hope she's okay, and God bless you too, buddy. Keep up the good work. AP India out there in Arizona. Man, I'm glad to see that you're being a good boy. Don't go being a tyrant and getting all those people crazy up, Tommy. I've been there. I know exactly what you're going through. Kenny and Janine out there in PA. Hello, my friends. I'm glad to see that you guys are back in the saddle and persevering and going strong. This, you know, without any further ado, what you need to do right now, Marco, is beat that horn there about 2-3 times, would you?
You got it. Here it comes.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got a special how-to-do for good old Lenny and Stacy. She popped. She's got the most gorgeous baby out there in Wisconsin. Honey, congratulations. Lenny, congratulations to you for being a popper again. Beautiful, beautiful baby. Our prayers came true. It's got all 10 toes and all 10 fingers, and it's healthy as can be, and congratulations from all of us out here in the Bigfoot world, and thank you for continuing on the legacy of our new baby that's coming into the new Bigfoot world. Congratulations one more time to Lenny and Stacy. Yes, indeed. Well overdue there, Marco. Stephen Coffin. Hey, Stevie, I got the remedy for the H1N1. Thank you, buddy. It really works. That's the gentle giant, ladies and gentlemen. This guy's into more stuff than you can shake the stick at. And thank you for sending that out to me, my buddy. To my cheerleaders, ladies and gentlemen, you hear me talk about them each and every week when I'm on the air. Where would we be without my girls? Our girls that champion behind everything that we do. They are just sensational. Bo in Alabama. Connie in B.C. Frankie in Mississippi. Susan in Minnesota. Nikki in New Jersey. Becky in Washington. Leslie in Nevada. And where would I be without the Gigi? Gigi, are you Chitua? And without the F, and she'll have to call me and let me know. Hope everything is well with all you girls. Steve Dismore out in LBL. Hey, buddy, you the man. I got to tell you something, man. There's not many people that get out and do what you do. I respect you immensely. Jimmy Snell, my other son, he's out there. He's doing great things, ladies and gentlemen. My God, he's DJing again. He's got a partner out there. We're going to get his call letters. Maybe we can stream his show, too. We got to hear him, see how he's doing. Rob Price, we're going to be together real soon, son. You hear me talk about him. He's the guy that came along and stood on a mountain, stood on a mountaintop. And it wasn't Davy Crockett, neither. It was Rob Price. We'll be out there before you know it. Ken and Lena and Lou and Patty up there in Northern Cal. You guys are the bomb. Thanks for all what you've done. Richard, Shannon, JB, Melba. Man, keep up the good work. I know it's tedious as hell, but where would we be without the work that you do? Thank you so much. Dave O up there in the Four Corners. Hey, man, your work is never unseen because you're in the back of the scenes, but let me tell you something. You're more so in the front than the next guy, believe me. Thank you for all your help, Dave O. It's been a joy having you with us. Leroy Blevins out there in Ohio. Man, what can I say about you that I haven't? You are one dedicated, real man and researcher. Thank you for all your help, Leroy. And Billy Green out there in Connecticut. It's so nice to know that you're still around, buddy, and doing the work that you do. I got to tell you something. It's an incredible job. Thank you so much. Kudos and salutations to everybody around the globe, from myself, my co-host, Marco Bill, and all of us out there in the Bigfoot family. Well, I got to tell you, Marco, it never ceases to amaze me to see what's been going on, you know? It's just constantly going crazy.
I know. It's amazing, isn't it? And it's not so much all over.
I mean, you know, it's like an everyday situation now. My God, you know, before it was just, you know, sightings or footprints in the snow or tree twists or tree knocking, vocalizations, you know, animal sounds. My God, I got to tell you, pictures are coming in every week now.
I know.
It's, you know, it's an old hat situation, isn't it? Not like it used to be. We used to, you know, pray like hell it would happen. Now it's an everyday occurrence. Well, I got to tell you, we've been blessed. We've been blessed with a lot of beautiful people around the globe, Marco. We really have. You and I both have been. How many years we've been on this thing, by the way?
Good God, I think about three years now.
Yeah, at least three, maybe three and a half.
Yeah, about 3.5 years.
Well, yeah, 3.5 years, and my God, it's just going crazy. And it's, you know, it's dedicated work, like people that you do and I do and all of our teams do around the country. If it wasn't for us, and you know what, we've been through our trials and tribulations. We're still going through them. Make no mistake, ladies and gentlemen, make no mistake, okay? We got the same troubles that you people go through. We got the same problems that you have, whether they be monetary, whether they be people in hospitals or illnesses or anything else, we go through them. We just go through it with a candy-coated attitude and a smile on our face because we know tomorrow is going to be a better day than it was today. And you know what? If it wasn't for people like you, there would be no us. Without any further ado, let's get out there to Georgia. My good friend Jan Allen out there in West Georgia.
Dan, you're
around?
Star 7 button, buddy.
Yeah, I'm here.
Well, you know what? You've said to me many times, Tom Biscardi, I'd love to be on the show when you're there, but every time I'm scheduled to come on, you're never there. Well, guess what? Front and center, sir. You're here. I'm here. Tell me what's going on, dude.
Well, we made it anyway. Yeah, we did.
You had an expedition last week, I understand.
Yeah, we left out this past Friday. Went to Northwest Georgia, to an area up there where we did 9 years of investigations. We went up basically to see if we could find evidence that they were still up there.
Uh-huh.
We got in on Friday, got our camp set up, did a little looking around the camps, got our trail cams out and everything. Friday night we had some movement, but we just passed that off as a cat because every so often we would get a real strong urine smell. So we kind of passed that one off as a cat. The next day really turned out to be really interesting. I took a small group with me, and we went down off the ridge where my brother, when he was alive and running the team, they used to set up a ridge camp that was on the side of this mountain. And we went down that way. I went down to basically see if we could still tell if it was there and what the growth had done. And below there, about 150 yards, was the old, what we call the old feeding grounds. That's where we had went and found a bunch of trees down and footprints all over the place, and you could see, you know, where the creatures were getting on their knees and just literally ripping the bark off the trees to get to the larva. So we just named it the feeding ground. And I was trying to get to it, and unfortunately we couldn't. There was like a gazillion baby pine trees growing that were about 6 foot tall, and we had down trees, and you know, it just wasn't worth taking the risk of, you know, taking the team to it and somebody get bit by a rattlesnake. But on the way back up toward camp, we were walking up the trail, and a rock was lobbed onto the trail in between us. And one of my team members, he's like, something just threw a rock at us. And we couldn't tell, you know, where it come from because, like I said, it lobbed in. And so I sent Jesse, he had a 12-gauge with him, I had a 45, and I sent him up on the high side to look around, and I went off of the trail down into this huge ravine, and I got down about 50 yards, I guess, and I could hear something moving away from me. Now, I couldn't make out what it was. And after a few minutes, I went back up to the trail where the other people were, and called Jesse back down, and we started up the trail. We hadn't, I don't know, made 20, 25 feet, and the two girls, my wife, Brenda, and another girl that came in from Alabama, they both seen something big and black running about 100, 150 yards away from us, but it was down in the ravine, lower, you know, than where I was at. And it was moving off to the left, so I got on the radio and called base camp and had Marcus and them go set up across the road because it was going their direction. And it wasn't, just a few seconds later, they was like, no, there it is, it's over there. And it was to the right side. And right then I knew we had two. And so Marcus came down to where we was at. Marcus is my other chief investigator, other than Jack. And he had a .223, and I put him on top of the hill just basically to cover us in case something went wrong. And me and Jesse went in, and we went down, I don't know, about 70 yards down to where we couldn't go any further. I mean, there was just down trees and everything, and I was, you know, scratching my head. I'm like, how did this thing get through here? And, you know, then it kind of dawned on me, you know, this is his backyard. It's not mine. And we stood there for, I don't know, about 20 minutes, and you could hear it moving. And I noticed a black object way, way down below me. And I was watching it, and we was able to move down a little bit more. It wasn't too much further, about maybe 20, 30 feet, until we just got totally blocked. And I was watching it, and it didn't move, but I took a picture of it, and we got home. I've got to put it up on the computer, but it looks like This boy was standing behind a tree, leaning out, playing peekaboo with us. But I had a 3.2 megapixel camera with me, so, you know, it didn't really put up a lot of detail. I mean, you can tell something is there, but I'm not going to 100% say that it was a Bigfoot. But I'm not, you know, I'm not going to say it wasn't either. But it's leaned out like it was looking up our way to see what we were doing. After that, we moved back up on the trail and went back to base camp. Unfortunately, Saturday night, well, we did some tree knocking Saturday night about midnight. And right as we started, Jesse was hitting the tree three times, and then he'd pause and he'd hit, you know, again when I told him to. And he had done this two or three times, and I got three knocks back way off down in this gap where the first one was seen back in 86. But it only came back one time. And then shortly after that, wind came in, and it was as windy as 400 hell to the next, I mean, till daylight. And it, you know, it didn't turn out exactly like I wanted to, but at least I do know that there are still some up there. And we did, you know, did have two moving. Now, whether or not, I got a theory with it that these could have been the offsprings of the ones when we was, like I said, when we done the 9 years. But I'm thinking that these were the offsprings, and if they could remember scent from back then, you know, they was toying with us or playing games with us. So they didn't try to hit us with a rock. They just lobbed it into us.
Wow. Wow. You know, I got to tell you, what time of the day or night was most of this stuff happening?
Actually, the sighting part of it was about 2:30 in the afternoon, believe it or not.
Wow, that is that's strange. You normally don't find that. It depends on the areas too, you know. And I haven't been in the area you're talking about.
Well, what I'm thinking is that when we went down toward where the old ridge camp was and the feeding grounds, because like I said, we couldn't get to it. But we was talking and everything, and I was, you know, trying to move around the side to see if we could get by it. And like I said, it just wasn't worth the risk. And what I'm thinking is that these two were down probably toward where the feeding ground was, and we might have moved them out when we were coming down through there. And
yeah.
It just moved them off to the left, and then when we went back up, we were just on the top side of them. And, you know, that's when the girls were able to see it.
You know, let me ask you something, Jan. Has the weather been abnormally warm this time of the year by you?
Oh, Lord, yes. Yes, it has. It's been in the 80s.
Isn't that amazing?
I could pretty much tell...
I can pretty much tell what's going on, okay? And I can tell you what the weather is going to be like. You know, we've been all over this country, as you know, Jan, and it's pretty much, you're not going to tell me anything that I haven't experienced, or me and my guys, or stuff of that nature. But I got to tell you something. This year, this is only my humble opinion. I want you to know this. This year, because it's going to be abnormally warm, hotter than it usually has been, folks. Listen to me closely. You're going to find out there's going to be more movement of these creatures. You're going to find out that they're going to be real brazing. You're going to find out that these things are going to come a little bit closer than they normally would, okay? And the heat's going to start to bother these things. And we're going to start seeing and hearing a lot more stuff going on. You know, I'm proud of you, Jan. Your tenacity and your willpower to still go out there each and every time that you do, and you're getting a lot more people out there to come join you. And thank you, man, for being part of what we are and part of what it's all about. Because if it wasn't for people like you, there would be no people like us, like I said earlier, at the top of the hour. And besides that, it takes people that's got the big ones, okay,
the big chestnuts that go out there amongst these creatures. And look, I thank you from the bottom of my heart, my friend.
Well, you know, you made a comment last week, and I commented on it after you had left. And, you know, I agree with you 100%. You cannot sit behind a computer all day long and expect to find anything. You know, you got to get out there like me and you and all the other investigators that have gotten out there that still get out there. You got to get out there and beat the woods. And that's the only way we're
out.
Yep, it is. And, you know, out of these new guys that I got out of North Alabama, you know, they're a jam-up bunch of people, and they're closer up there than I am. They're within an hour. And so within the four of them, I'm just calling them my little excursion team, but they're going to be going, you know, up there periodically and setting up, you know, till late at night and see if they can get something going. So they're going to be my eyes and ears up there. And, you know, that's what I mean.
You bet, buddy. Everybody, you know, as little as the job may be or as large as the job may be, it all counts, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sure does. I tell you what, every little bit counts for something. Nothing's never a waste. Not any. You know, if you go on an expedition and you don't find anything, it wasn't a waste.
You bet. You know, I'll tell you what, Jan, I can't wait to come and meet you personally. I've been telling everybody, and my workload has been kind of slacking a little bit now, and I'll be honest with you. As Java Bob normally says, he's got cabin fever. Well, I'm getting it now myself, and it's about time that I get back on the road and come out there and shake a few hands and meet some new people and see what's going on all around this country. You know, I'm sitting here enjoying talking and jawbone with you with these beautiful stories, Jan, so I made up because I took up somebody else's time tonight. We went into his time, but you know what? We'll make up for it. My God love you, man. Keep up the good work.
I will, Tom, and you do the same thing. But we'll get to meet. Look forward to it.
I can't wait. You be well, son. Be careful and have a great time out there. Here.
Okay. Thank you, Tom.
Jim, bye-bye. Put your *6 button and listen to the rest of the show, okay?
Will do.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Jan Allen down there in West Georgia. One hell of a guy. Him and his crew are out there this last weekend. Saw some action. By the way, we got Phoebe. Hello, darling. Phoebe from AZ, from Arizona. She's out there in the chat room. Good to see that you're back with us, Phoebe. And, hey, my other son from another mother, Rex Audishell. Hey, Rex. I just saw you because I just did something for you the other day, and I forgot what it was. And guess what? We got Dave O out there at Four Corners. Hey, Davey. Glad to see that you're back with us and hope everything is going. Are you still dating that Playboy bunny? You know, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if you know that. Dave O out in Four Corners out there in New Mexico was dating a gorgeous, remember this word, gorgeous Playboy bunny. This guy has charm, sophistication, glamour, and style. You ever want to meet a guy that has all these Playboy bunnies looking for him, you look him up when you're out in New Mexico. Without any further ado, let's get out there. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, this guy out in Oklahoma, he's incredible. I talked to him for a while. His brother-in-law discusses the encounters, that visual encounters that he's had with the creature. Let's get Earl out there in Oklahoma. Earl, you out there?
Earl, hit your *7 button, please, and you'll come on.
Yeah.
How are you, good buddy?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Well, if I felt any better, I'd have to see a doctor. I'm as high as a kite. You know why, Earl?
Oh,
because,
man.
I got people like you. I got people like you on joining with us tonight, plus our Bigfoot family people all around this globe. And
yeah,
it's just wonderful that, you know, we're sitting here and in a relaxed atmosphere and just enjoying everything.
Yeah, that's great, Mr. Pekowski. My brother-in-law called me the other day. He said he was going up the old road to the house, and he's going to get out and open the gate and look down about 100 yards, and there he was staring at him. And he said,
"Wow!"
He just turned around and walked off. He wasn't even scared of him.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. He.
What time of day, Earl, did that all take place? Do you remember? Did he tell you?
About 10 o'clock in the morning. About 10
another o'clock. Daytime sighting. Another daytime sighting.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah. And
that is incredible.
Yeah, the day we went up to hunt, the old man, he says, I got to show you guys something what my friend's been doing. I said, well, what's that? Pick us up on the backside of 160 acres, and he said, look here. Well, all them skulls stacked around that tree. He said he stacks them there every once in a while. He'll stack there. We watch him come and go out of the cave. He'll leave every early morning or late at night, and he'll come back maybe a month or 2 months later. Go back in. You won't see him for a while.
And wow! Wait a minute. Now you're getting me a Woody. You're telling me that this creature would stack up a bunch of skulls of dead animals?
Yeah, underneath an evergreen tree. He'd showed where he twisted the branches around just to stack them around a tree. And we went back down to the house, and he showed us a cotton bin where the creature had, I'm almost 6 foot tall, I can hold my hands up, and I couldn't hold my hands as wide as his, where his finger scratched the side of that cotton bin. And trying to get in there with that dog he had put in there.
Wow.
Yeah,
this is intriguing. Yeah, it's intriguing. And by the way, I don't know if you heard me talk about Dave O up in the Four Corners. No, he's our lover man in the Bigfoot world. He's the guy that dates all these Playboy bunnies.
Yeah, yeah.
He just informed me that her name is Brenda, and besides being a Playboy bunny, she's a fitness instructor. Well, Brenda, congratulations and welcome aboard. As a matter of fact, Earl from Oklahoma would love to meet you. Wouldn't you love to meet her, Earl?
Yep, I can bypass that with my wife, yeah.
You know, I got your last message, Earl, and I got to tell you something. I'm ready to come out there. And I heard you may be getting some permission this weekend. Is that correct?
Yes. This Friday night or Saturday morning, Mrs. Burns is going to call me and ask me exactly what we want to do. And I told her we don't want to disturb the creature. We just want to observe. You know, don't want to tell nobody where it's at. Just, you know, so it can live its life, because a lot of people go out there and try to shoot for something, you know, that should be there anyway. You know? And Mr. Burns said he was sitting there eating breakfast at 4:30 in the morning and saw him watching him eat breakfast through the window.
Wow. That is incredible.
Yeah.
I just can't wait. Well, listen, let me know. And if that's the case, I may be hightailing it out there, because, you know, I was intrigued when you told me the story about the cave. And you says that you can put a flashlight in there and can't see the back end. Is that correct?
Yeah, I was hunting on that southeast corner of the hill. I call it a hill. Most people call it a mountain. And I kept smelling something. I thought it was a deer, you know, coming down that steep slope. And I sat there for another 2 hours, Tom, and I finally got up and walked around and seen these saplings about 4.5-5 feet off the ground that's twisted, not cut, but snapped, twigged. So I followed all the way around, and in front of that cave, I looked down, it looked like a primate's foot, but like a bear's too, but I couldn't really tell. But the cave had a real musty smell coming out of it. And I shined my mag light down in it, and the cave, it's big enough to ride a horse in, and you can't see the back of it. Cannot see the back of it.
Wow. Wow. Now, so let me ask you something. How long has this thing been appearing off and on? Years? Months?
Years. Years. He's been there for years, they said. They said they see him a lot in the late fall and in early winter because of trees, you know. But you can sit in her kitchen in the fall and look across the field into that side of the mountain and see the cave itself when all the leaves are gone off the tree. See it come and go.
Wow. That is just amazing. Just totally, totally amazing. You know, I'll tell you what, you're new to the Bigfoot scene with us, and I hope that you're going to be with us for a long, long time, Earl.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing with us, and please, as soon as you get the 411, let me know everything.
Well, you know, it's only 28 miles from Boggy Creek from where they live.
Yep, know Boggy Creek real well. No, Boggy Creek real well. And Smokey.
Yeah,
you know Smokey's still up there, you know, in Boggy Creek.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll give you a call and let you know this weekend.
Please do, because like I said, I'm getting cabin fever myself, and I got ants in my pants, and I'm ready to dance, so I'm about ready to get out there too. And I've been hearing from my boys all over the nation, and they're saying, "Hey, Pops, let's get going." And I'm about ready to do that, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
So keep me informed, and let's see what we can find out down there. Okay, buddy?
I sure will.
Thank you, Earl, for sharing with us. God bless you.
God bless you.
And Earl, could you push your *6 button, my friend, and you can listen to us the show?
Sure.
Boy, that's pretty incredible stuff, Marco.
Yes, it is.
Wow. You know, this is one area that I'd really like to endeavor. Do me a favor. Let's pay some bills. Let's go on the other side. We'll talk on the other side of the commercial, okay?
Okay. Well, here we go.
1967, my whole life changed. I went to the libraries to find out all I could find out about Bigfoot. We went out to prove that this creature exists.
I turned, I saw this thing standing by my gator. You see something big like that, you figure, well, maybe it'll come charging.
When I saw the actual footprints, I realized there was something special and probably Sasquatch.
Yes, Bigfoot lives.
We're looking at something that's probably over 500 pounds.
We would hear screams, break in day, we'd hear these siren-type screams.
But it is
like everything else. They just were too realistic
and they're
to be
frozen like a tree.
Somebody turned around
the hand
and
into the woods.
Female.
Big what creature lives. Bigfoot lives.
Just
a movie
right now.
At www.searchingforbigfoot.com.
And we're back, Tom.
Hey, thank you so much, Marco. And you know, I want to let our listeners know that mark this down on your calendar. May 1st, we're going to be on a show called Sector 5, the Dickie Shannon Show. It's ktalk.com, ktalk.com. I'm going to invite Alex, and I'm going to invite Dan, and I'm going to invite Chuck, and I'm going to invite the people out there, Bruce Shoupe, the people all around the country. We're going to be on for 2 hours. They invited me on for 3 hours. I may have everybody that I have, you know, Rex Howdy Shell, all my guys that have been out on expedition with us. I'm going to have you guys all out there on this thing. Mark it down. It's good. Saturday night, I think it's 8 p.m., May 1st. We may go on for 2 or 3 hours. I don't know yet. I haven't decided. He's left it up to me. He's got a pretty big show called Sector 5, ktalk.com. Guys, keep that jotted down because I want a bunch of my good people out there and joining me. We're going to have a hell of a time. Ladies and gentlemen, I got to tell you something. I received an email from a guy named Chris, and he's got the Bigfoot bug. Man, I got to tell you, he wanted to audition to become a Bigfoot researcher with us. And, you know, I don't know if he's ever heard the story of Rob Price, that he did it. He did it. He knows what it's all about. You might want to call and talk to Rob Price, and he'll tell you how it all came about. He talked about some people in the past that one of them is still living. Rene DeHinden, unfortunately, is dead, and I met him years and years ago. And he talked about Peter Byrne. Peter's in his 80s, 82, 83. He's still around down there in L.A. But he asked me for an autograph photo and wanted to know how he could be a part of what we do. Without any further ado, let's get out there and talk to Chris. Chris, you out there, son?
Chris, push your *7 button. Whoop.
Well, we're trying to push buttons,
just,
ladies and gentlemen.
What happened is we just lost him. He accidentally probably hung up. He'll dial back in.
Okay. I want to say hello to Greg Worthington down there in Georgia. Greg, how are you, good buddy? How's your family? Been a while since we've talked. You're one hell of a guy, man. It's the only guy I know that's got a rig that's got in excess of 350,000 miles on it and still going strong. This man travels all over this country. Look forward to seeing you again, Greg, and don't be afraid. Get out there and go with Chuck this weekend. He needs your help. He needs it desperately.
Chris is on now.
Oh, Chris, you on, son?
Chris, you're there. That's okay, Chris. You don't have to do anything. You're on.
Oh, sorry. Yes, sir, I am. I'm sorry about that. Mine says I tried to switch on my phone, just disconnected on me.
Don't worry about
it.
You're on now.
We got you now, Chris. First of all, tell me what area you're calling from.
I'm calling from the Morgantown, West Virginia area.
Well, we've been out in that area, West Virginia. We've been all up. As a matter of fact, who's that country singer guy? Chris Allen was up in.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He was up there. He's been on some expeditions with us also. Another great guy. Yeah. And you know what? I got to tell you something. Your email moved me, Chris. It goes to show you that, hey, when you do contact us, we do listen, don't we?
Yeah, I was really surprised to hear back from you, and I really appreciate it. It was pretty exciting to know you were listening. I really appreciate it.
You know, there's not an email or a phone call that comes into us that we don't recognize, okay? And especially the ones that are kind and understanding and real are the ones that we really, really get to. But yours had a ring to it, and it's amazing how you mentioned some of the other guys that who've been out there with me, as a matter of fact, prior to me also, but they're still living in there. They're still thought of in many good ways, and I thank you for that. And what you need to do is you send me an email with your address, son, and everything, and I'm going to send you that autographed picture that you were looking for.
Okay, well, that would be fantastic. I would really appreciate it.
Now, you did ask me about what's it take to be a researcher and how can you get involved in being a Bigfoot researcher. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. That interests me actually quite a bit.
Okay, I'm going to pass on your information, Chris, to Don Creel. He's out there in Virginia, West Virginia. And I'm going to have him give you a jingle because he's looking for new supporters and people to come out when he goes out looking for these creatures. And him and his partners out there, Leonard, they're avid guys that every time we get anything out in that area, we turn it to him, and of course he goes out and investigates it. So this could be the luckiest day of your life, Chris, because we're going to give you that opportunity to join us.
Well, that would be fantastic. I can't tell you how exciting that is.
Well, I want everybody out there to understand that we're accessible. We're not like these other groups that, you know, you got to email them, and then there's no phones that you can't call them. And we do return calls, and we do return emails, don't we, Chris?
Yes, sir, you definitely do. Very quickly, too.
And that's what it's all about, because the ones that, it's called Johnny on the Spot, the ones that respond to all the stuff that comes in, they're the ones that are going to find this creature and find it fast. God bless you, Chris. Thank you for joining us this evening, taking just a few minutes out of your schedule to be with us. And you know what? I hope that we've got a long-time listener and an avid Bigfoot researcher in our organization now.
You definitely do. It's been an honor talking with you.
And it was an honor to have you with us. God bless you. Just mute yourself out and listen to the rest of the show. We got a lot more ahead of us.
Sounds great.
Just push Bye-bye. Your *6 button. Just push your *6 button, Chris.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Chris out there in West Virginia. You know, here it is. It can happen, and it could happen to you. But what you have to do is you got to pick up that phone, you got to dial that number, or you got to type the email to us, and we do get back to you. We do listen. We got our ears on. That's the only way. When we know that we got our fingers on the pulse, ladies and gentlemen, but if it wasn't for you, there would be no us. You've heard me say it redundantly tonight. God bless you, for each and every one of you, is for it. You know what? I heard something today or 2 days ago from a long-lost friend. He's been out there working for the Census Bureau. He's been doing what some of the other people should be doing. Our good buddy, Chief Leonard Dan, out there in Four Corners, New Mexico. Chief, you out there?
Yeah, Chief, press your star 7 button.
Well, Chief, I hope you haven't been drinking that fire water. It
no,
does get him a little confused.
He might be having a problem trying to unmute.
Well, Chief Dan is either comatose or inebriated, one of the two, and I would be willing to bet that he's been smoking the peace pipe. Chief, get on there and give me hell. Come on. Press the right buttons. I'm trying to antagonize you, buddy. I want to hear what's been going on. Well, while he's trying to get on, let's go out there to AZ, Arizona. Call my son from another mother. Alex, you out there?
I sure am, Pop. How's it going?
Well, it's going well, son. We're trying to get Chief Leonard Dan on the phone, and for some reason he's having difficulties, and I figured, well, let me see if he's smoking the peace pipe with the Babania or drinking the libations with the beer or something to get him pissed off so he'll come on the phone and try to get on so we can talk to him, because I understand that he's back amongst the living now, and I'd love to hear what's happening with him. But we can't get him to get on there for some reason. It says, yep. You did?
I did.
Okay, now I'm getting bad feedback from you, son. Can you talk again?
Yeah, I said I talked to him today. He's doing well, okay. And I know you talked to him too.
Yeah. I loved it when he called.
Well, he just dropped off. He'll probably be dialing back in again.
Well, I hope so, because a lot of people have asked for him also,
yep.
You know, and I'd love for him to get out there and talk to all the people and let them know that he's well and fine and a lot of action going on up there. Tell me what's happening in AZ, because I got to tell you a story. I've been getting calls from reporters. I've been getting calls from TV stations, and everybody's sitting there telling me about AK. AK has become a celebrity beyond compare.
Well, he anything happens here, and they put it right in the news. So AK had the footprints in February and then the footprints back a few weeks ago. And he got the publicity. They picked right up on the story in the newspaper and then the TVs. And, you know, we got a lot going on in the forum, too. We got four different locations in Arizona that just people on the forum are checking out, not even counting AK's location, so technically five. Do you want to get to Leonard, or do you want me to go on?
Wait. We got him? Leonard, you out there, Chief?
He's there.
Oh, yeah. I'm here.
Hey, brother from another mother. Well, let me ask you something.
I wasn't on the fire water, or I wasn't smoking. I had to redial back in.
I got to tell you, Chief, you know, the other day when you called me and left me that message, you just made my heart just opened up because I hadn't heard from you in so long. And, you know, I miss you, man. I miss you immensely. You have no idea. As a matter of fact, call back later on. And give Marco Bill a current address on you, because I want to send you a copy of the new movie. You're in it. You need to see it. And share it with Dave-O and
the rest of the guys here.
Yeah, with everybody else. Would you please?
Sure.
Okay, because, you know, you need to see it. It's huge. And it's going to be a part of Bigfoot 3D this summer, actually towards the end of the year. It's going to be just a huge thing. But anyhow, tell me what's been going on. You know, you're freaking me out. I've been hearing so much action. As a matter of fact, a woman from the Navajo Nation wrote me 3 days ago, and here it is, another situation. You know where Shiprock is, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
she had traveled the road. I remember when we went by Shiprock, and her and her sister and her husband were traveling the road, and all of a sudden they saw this giant hairy biped cross the road. The husband slammed on the brakes. He slid about 50 feet because he thought he was going to hit this thing. He stopped. He took a picture on his telephone, on his cell phone. And I've got to tell you, he depicted and talked about this thing like it was in front of him. And he hasn't been able to sleep. And that's why when you had called, I was elated because I figured, oh, my God. I remembered the situation of up in the mountains with the sheep herders about what's happening up there. Because I remember you were going to go out and check that out, but it was snowing at the time. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember it pretty good.
Yeah. So what I'm going to do, if you're back amongst the living now, because I understand you were doing a lot of census work for our government. Is that true?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's part of it. But now that I'm out of that situation, so I'm back to researching.
Oh, good, good, good. Like I was telling, I don't know if you heard us earlier, I'm about ready to to get going here. So
I heard about your cabin fever.
Yeah. You hear about Jabba Bob. He talks about it all the time, but he's getting cabin fever. And I got ants in my pants, and I'm ready to dance. And things are happening right now so incredible. I mean, I've built up a log now of things happening, and I'm pretty much thinking within the next 30 or 45 days where these things are going to be. And when I heard that, when you called me and you were reaching out to me, I said, oh, my God. You know what? I miss him, and I'd love to have him back with me. So what's been going on out there? Anything?
Oh, yeah. This past 2 days, we've been getting a lot of rain here in the Four Corners area. And you know how these roads are. They're clay, and they get real sticky when they get wet. So but that moves us back to probably another month before we can get up to the mountain. I understand there's a lot of activity up there from these.
Oh, a lot. Are the roads still unpassable?
Yeah, they're unpassable. The ruts are deeper now since the water's been running in it, and probably we need to break a trail or something to get up there to the saddle where we were at one time. And the dry ponds are all full of water now. So we're going to have a lot of vegetations up there and lots of rodents, bugs, berries, these things the creatures like, So there's going to be a lot of activity this summer. Come August, October, November, we're going to have a lot of sightings.
A lot of action, huh? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Especially, when you see that going on and the vegetation gets plentiful and the water holes are back to the maximum. Now when they're back on their move, and especially up in that area where you guys are, my gosh, I'll never forget.
They really like that area. So.
Oh, without a doubt. Gosh, it's been so good. How's everybody else at Four Corners doing? Have you guys been pretty close and still?
We still get together and we try to get out, but like I said, the weather's been playing games with us, so we're just kind of spinning our wheels here. So
I hear you.
Maybe next month, give us another month or so, then we'll be headed up into the wilds again.
Yeah. Well, I got to tell you something. Between you and between up there in Montana, but right now, the Southeast is really booming, and it's flourishing, and this hot weather that they're going down is totally unusual for this time of the year, but that's where all this action's been going on, and I got to tell you, it's where we should be right now. I got to tell you that also. Jan Allen was just out there last week. This weekend, Rude Lake, our friend Chuck Creel, and I hope Greg Worthington joins him.
Yeah.
You know, we've I got to tell you something. In the last 3.5-4 years, Leonard, we've really, really exploded. And it's incredible.
Yeah.
It's been so incredible that
yeah,
you know,
we've be a part of the team with you guys. You know, it gave me a lot of experience and a lot of first-hand know-how that I never thought I'd pick up.
So well, thank you for that, Leonard. Thank you for that. Because, you know, it goes to prove one thing, okay? We're never too old, or we never know too much to learn each and every day, and thank you for that. It means so much to me.
Yeah,
you know,
every day is a learning process. You know,
and you know, I tell everybody that myself. I learn each and every day, no matter how old I get or where I may be. To me,
it's
just a learning process, isn't it?
Oh yeah, sure. Yeah,
it's a wonderful thing. Listen, how's JC doing?
JC's doing all right. He's still working at that place there yet, so. He gets out every now and then if he gets a chance, you know. Sometimes he's off one day. If he gets 2 days off, then he tries to get out.
That's wonderful.
Mostly around the river areas.
Yeah. And I love the river areas. Do me a favor when you see him. Please give him my regards and respects. And share the movie with him because he's in it too. And
whenever you guys see it,
let me know what you think. Would you do that?
Okay, sure.
Thanks so much. Stay on the line because we got Alex there. Alex, you there, sir?
I'm 1 minute left here, buddy.
Yeah, I know, but I got a minute to spend it with my boy. Alex, you there?
No, you don't. You know, after that 1 minute, it all goes dead.
I'm here, Pop.
Okay, listen. Do me a favor. Call me after the show because I've got some action going over there, and I want to talk to you about it, okay?
Awesome. Will do.
All right. God bless you guys. Kudos and salutations. Till next time, America.
1967, my whole life changed. I went to the libraries to find out all I could find out about Bigfoot. We went out to prove that this creature exists.
I turned, I saw this thing standing by my gator. You see something big like that, you figure, well, maybe it'll come charging.
There were these prints out in Ball Club.
When I saw the actual footprints, I realized they were something special and probably Sasquatch.
Yes, Bigfoot lives.
We're looking at something that's probably over 500 pounds.
We would hear screams, like breaking day. We'd hear these siren-type screams.
But it is
size
like,
and everything else. They just were too realistic.
And
this could be
frozen like a tree.
Somebody turned
around.
The hand was freaking
into the woods.
Female.
Bigfoot creature lives. Bigfoot lives. It's a movie.
Right now.
At www.searchingforbigfoot.com.
Well, folks, once again, it's time to say so long. We'd like to thank Mr. Tom Biscardi and his guests, Java Bob and the Bigfoot team for joining us, and we'd especially like to thank you, our listeners, for tuning in. This is Marco Bill saying see you next Wednesday evening for some more Bigfoot Live radio show entertainment with Mr. Tom Biscardi and his team. And until then, keep the Bigfoot Live and keep Bigfooting. See you next week.
Three men with a gold and a pact that they'd hold and a promise till the day that they died. Answers to the questions no one's found before. Driving determination, the only key they had to unlock the door. Monster Nation mysteries, legend, tales, and facts. We're together.